This show is brought to you by the Medium Evaluation Certification Program of Forever Family Foundation as a service to the public. The purpose of the classification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without the use of deception or fraud. Each medium works in their own unique way, but all Forever Family Foundation certified mediums have successfully been through our evaluation and certification process. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo change. So I call your name. Your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show lined up for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show. You can reach us at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. If you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a couple of quick updates. Next Wednesday, on October 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be doing another webinar where your most pressing questions will be answered by three certified Forever Family mediums, and I will be one of them. I'll be on the panel with my colleagues Janet Nahavik and Gina Simone, and we're not doing readings that night, but we will get into the inner workings of mediumship, including some common misconceptions. And we'll also be answering your questions, so we do hope that you'll join us. Our winter grief retreat is scheduled for the weekend of January 4th through the 6th in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. So if you weren't able to attend the summer retreat in Chester, Connecticut, you can head on down to Florida. Be sure to get your registration in now, though, because these events do tend to fill up quickly. The big news tonight is about our fall medium convention, and this is called Mediums Behind the Scenes. It's only 3 weeks away. This is going to be on the weekend of November 9th through the 11th at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida. And there's still time to register for this event. You're going to spend a weekend with six of our certified mediums, including our guest tonight, Siri Burnson, will be there as well as some other afterlife experts. And this will be such an exciting weekend. It will feature an extraordinary program of spirit communication. There'll be mind reading, spirit art, spoon bending, out-of-body experiences, and much, much more. Oh, and just a quick heads up, grab a pen and paper, because in just a few minutes, we're going to be offering you some coupon codes for $75 off if you sign up for this event. And that's just for joining us tonight on Mediums and Messages, and we'll be talking more about this event throughout the entire show tonight. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So So let me introduce our guest now. Our guest medium is Siri Burnson. Siri is in the Boston, Massachusetts area. And in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, she's also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art, and she has traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And we're always happy to have her back with us on the show. Hi, Siri. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hi, Doreen. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'm doing great tonight. We're always happy when you're here. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about this very special event we have coming up in just a few weeks. You will be one of the mediums there. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing.
So, yes, I'm going to be one of the mediums along with Joe Scheel and Rebecca and Heidi and Amy and Janet Meyer. Is that it? I think that's it, isn't it?
I think, yeah, I have the list. We're going to be going through that list in just a bit.
Yeah, so the mediums galore that's going to be down at Myers. And so I'm going to be doing two main things that I'm going to be doing. One, Saturday night, I'm going to be working with Joe Scheel, that I'm really excited about because I have not worked with him yet. And then I'm going to be teaching a class, Blending with Spirit, because that is one of the things that I love to do, is to blend, to truly blend with spirit.
I love that.
So that's what I'm going to be doing. Yeah.
So you're actually teaching a class so that the people who will be attending are actually going to have the opportunity to kind of practice that a little bit. And you'll kind of show them the ins and outs of that. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That is just great.
And then,
Go ahead.
And then I am also, I'm going to be one of the mediums that's going to be offering readings.
So I'm going
to be offering readings. So people, they can actually, they can get a hold of me. So when I have free time in between the things that are taking place,
awesome.
I'll be offering readings.
Yeah, and I think most of our mediums who will be there for that weekend are offering private time to people if they would like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a reminder for everyone listening in tonight, if you're in the Fort Myers area or if you have friends and family there, let them know about this event, because it's so unusual for us to have six of our certified mediums at one event like that. And the weekend is really going to be, you know, jam-packed with metaphysical experiences. So, this is kind of one that you don't want to miss out on. And isn't it fun, Siri, to get together with the other mediums and just kind of watch them work as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's so much fun. And I always say to other people that within the world of mediums, there are so many mediums out there, but there are not very many that are certified and tested.
Yeah.
And one thing that I have learned is that we are a family. And when we, the mediums, when we come together, there is so much love amongst us.
Yeah.
And there's so much joy. And that is something that I do know from the sort of from my profession. It's unusual that there's so much support and so much love between all of us. I mean, it's like we meet up every other year. Some of us we meet up and we just love it. So we also come in with that energy to the whole convention. We come in with that energy of excitement and joy, and we all have the same mission, is to help people
understand. We do, and I hope people get that. You know, it is. It's kind of like family for us. You know, I love that as well.
And
you know, for you guys listening in, go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and all of our mediums are listed there, and you'll find their contact info, you'll find their web addresses. So, you know, you can click on the websites for the mediums at this event and, you know, just kind of check out their work a little bit and get to know them a little bit online. And then you might want to sign up for this event, you know. So here's the lineup. Let's go over this lineup just really quickly. So Siri's going to be there, and Amy Utzman will be there. Heidi Jaffe will be there. And these are all certified mediums. Remember, guys, everyone's been tested, you know, and certified through this process. Then we have Janet Meyer, and for those of you who might not know, Janet's in the process of making a documentary about her story, and boy, does she have an amazing story, and you can get the details about that at her website. We also have Rebecca Ann LeCicero will be there, and she's great. She's awesome. You've worked with her, right? Have you ever worked with Rebecca?
Well, I have not worked with her, but I've met her at the grief retreat in the summer and also 2 years ago down in Fort Myers.
Yeah, she's great. And she likes to keep things on the lighter side. She's actually been known to do some mediumship at comedy clubs, believe it or not. But she's great. She's so much fun. And then, of course, we've got Joseph Scheel. And is this the first time that you're working with Joe?
So Joseph Seale, we both come sort of from the line of spiritualists, like Francis Chan and O'Hara. And so I've known Joe for many, many years. I've known of him for many years, and 2 years ago we got a small time together with one or two messages at the convention, but this time around we are actually doing the whole thing together on Saturday night, so it's going to be fun. I'm hoping that we can actually do something where we link in.
Would be awesome. And he's amazing. Yeah. We actually had Joe on the show last month.
Oh, he's amazing.
And
yeah, he's
wonderful, amazing as a medium, and he's even more amazing as an artist. And I worked with him, and I saw him work in a group when we did the event this past January. We did the grief retreat in Fort Myers. When Joe works in a group, several people will go home with a portrait of their loved one. That's extraordinary.
Really, I mean, that's precious.
It really is. Yeah. So now all these guys are going to be there, and they're going to be so happy to be doing mediumship for all of our attendees. And Siri, you're going to be there with everyone as well. And I hear you have a coupon for people. Tell us about that.
I do have a coupon, and that is Siri Peep 75. So it's SirryPeeps 75.
There you go. So what that coupon's going to do, if you guys sign up and register for this event and you plug in your coupon, SiriPeeps75, you'll get $75 off, okay? So be sure to do that. It's awesome. If you're thinking about signing up, be sure to put that in. It's going to be a wonderful weekend of both healing and at the same time, lots of excitement. Okay, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Siri Burnson. We'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. And we're looking forward to taking your calls and connecting you guys with Spirit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Siri Burnson. So we're going to take our first caller. And I just want to mention that, we like to hear your voice when we take your call. So I'm going to say your name and where you're from and just ask you if you'd like a reading. You can let us know if you'd like to have a mini reading or if you have a question for us. We're happy to take your questions. You ready to go, Siri?
I am ready.
Okay. So let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Heather calling in from Kentucky. Are you with us, Heather?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
Mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
So I feel like I need to acknowledge there's a man that is wanting to come through, and I feel like he's very close to you. I also get a sense that he may be family to you. I also am aware of it that his passing may have taken. I feel like his passing took. It was fairly quick with his passing, and he's also reminiscing about the past that. Close to where you live, there would be on the side of the road, there is a favorite either bar or a diner or a place that you go sometimes and you would grab a little meal to eat. Do you understand a man that would have passed fairly quickly, that he would have been, what I feel he's older than his, like, I feel like I'm in my 60s or older than that. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah. I mean, he was sick for a while, but...
That's okay, but you understand a family member. I'm going to be honest with you. I have to say that it feels like a father, but at the same time, I don't feel like he's your father, but I feel like he would have been a father. Do you understand this?
Well, if it's who I'm thinking of, it was my father.
Oh, it is your father. Okay. Then I'm going to say one thing. Do you tend to have a very lighthearted attitude, and you always tend to look on the bright side of life? Because I feel like what your dad is showing me, but do you understand also the reference to either the diner on the side of the road that you would go, like when you were younger, when you were kids or something, that you go to this, like a Sunday meal or something? Do you understand this? Like I see bullhorns, and that in my mind, it's like bullhorns on the outside of some sort of a diner or a place where the family would go. Do you understand this?
Offhand, no.
Okay, that's okay. But anyway, but with your dad here, do you also understand with your dad that he was a slender person, or at least at the end of his life, there's a sense of having lost weight or being quite slender?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. He's coming through around you, and he's also making a reference to either you were his caretaker or you were very close to him in his life. The last, what I perceive to be the 3 or 4 weeks of his life, you were very close to him. Do you understand this also?
No.
Okay. I need to talk about a woman that was in his life that would have been his caretaker, or would have been in his home, would have been in his life, coming into his home, coming into his life, or coming to him. That would have also. I'm going to say it this way: he's acknowledging what I perceive to be a female that would have helped him out either with grocery shopping or running errands and things like this. Do you understand any of this?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. So if it is not you, it could be a female that would have been sort of a helping hand to him, because I feel like I need to just acknowledging people that are around me that helped me out before my passing. So your dad is the one that is actually coming through for you. I feel like he's also wanted to acknowledge that recently, within the last 2 or 3 months, it feels to me that either you did something for him in his memory, because he makes me feel like I'm going to a either this is a gravesite where I'm going to a memorial place, or I'm going to somewhere where I want to sit down and I want to talk to him, but I feel like he is passed on. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go into it a little bit deeper. Do you understand that for your dad, there is a either, I see it as a, memorial place. I see it a place where, do you understand that at one point or another, he may have been involved in a military or in a service?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That said, isn't there like a, there's not a Veterans Day, there's some sort of a day that is coming up. It's not a Veterans Day, but do you understand the holiday right around this time period that would also be in honor of him or for his service, for the veterans or for your dad? Do you understand this right around now?
Well, I mean, he was a veteran.
Okay. I'm going to go back. And I'm going to go back to, go ahead.
I was just going to say he actually passed away at a VA hospital.
Okay. All I know is that he's just sort of acknowledging this. Do you also know if this VA hospital, do you know if they have a memorial plaque or if they do something also when their soldiers pass away, that they do something in their honor?
I do not know that.
You don't know that? Okay. All I know is that he's putting his hand on his heart. And he shows me that I feel as though I'm very honored because of my service, because I was a veteran. So he's coming through for you with tremendous amount of love, because I also do get a sense. What he also shows me now is that you understand that there may have been a time period in your life and with him that may have been maybe 3 or 4 years where either you lived out of state or you didn't live close to one another and you didn't get a chance to see your dad that often.
Yeah, there was definitely separation.
Yeah, because he shows me when we are apart, I still think of you. So he just wants to acknowledge that even though you were far away or you were apart or you were not in close contact, he just shows me that he still thinks about you regularly. But just know that your dad does come through for you. I also feel like I need to say, I'm going to go into that also a little bit further. I feel like I need to say to you that there's a sense of wanting to say I'm sorry that I didn't stay in touch, or there's a sense of a forgiveness. And because I feel like what he shows me now is that looking back in life, there's a sense in his heart that he has some regret, that he didn't either smooth things over, he didn't fix things. Do you understand what he's referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. So he just wanted to say that if he could turn back the clock, the one thing that he would have fixed in his life would have been to smooth things over with you. I don't know if this also has to do with your mom. It just feels like he shows me, I want to smooth things over. And just know that he will be with you. He will always be watching over you, and he comes through with a tremendous amount of love. Okay?
Alrighty, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Heather, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped you just a tiny bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, let's go on to our next caller. We have Janet calling in from New York. Are you with us, Janet?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a connection?
Thank you so much. And I was up at the from Forever Family. I went up to the guest house in Chester, Connecticut this past summer for the same thing that you're having in Fort Myers now.
Oh, wonderful.
Same.
It was. We're so happy to hear that. It is. It's a wonderful event. And alrighty. So let's get you connected. I'm assuming you would like to have a little bit of a mini reading, right?
Oh, I definitely would.
Okay, we're going to turn you over
wonderful.
To Siri.
So the one thing that I want to say, have you ever had an interest in ballet, or have you ever had any kind of interest in movement or beautiful, what I would perceive to be ballet or movement? Or
no.
Culture or art thing? Okay. I'm going to say this how I see it. It feels to me there's a female that is wanting to come through for you, and it's, I'm going to then say it in a little bit different way. No, I have never seen you. This is a radio show. There's a female that is coming through, and I feel more of a mother's essence that is coming through with her, but she's also showing me that there's a sense of elegance with who she is and who she was, and she's also sort of pointing her finger towards you and saying that you have the similarity as she does. Do you understand that your mom has passed away?
Yes.
Okay.
And
Okay. And also, would you also understand here that your mom, before her passing, that she had a hard time thinking, that thinking became a very challenging aspect of her life? Because I feel like she shows me her thoughts are very muddled up, and I feel like this is a medical condition that is taking place in her mind. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the other, okay, and I need to stick to this one. Did you ever see the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I'm sorry, what movie?
The Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn.
That was Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you understand that your mom was very, very elegant when she was alive?
She was always elegant to me. You know,
So all I know is that there's a lady that is coming through, and she's coming through for you, and I know I'm talking about her mom, and it feels to me that she's coming across to me as being quite elegant or knowing class or knowing how to present herself really well. It just feels that way to me. And I do know here that back in the 60s or 50s that she would have been really well-dressed. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So your mom is the one. And the other thing that she shows me right now, it was important for her always to have her lipstick on because she's wanted to put a lipstick on me. And it feels to me like it would have to be either a bright red lipstick or pronounced lipstick. Do you understand?
No, that's not my mom. My mom never really wore makeup or lipstick.
Then I'm going to say it this way. Are you the one that you like to be put together, you like to put on your lipstick, or there's something about always looking good for the outside world?
No, I'm like my mom. I never wear makeup or anything.
I need to then fine tune this a little bit. I may be sort of veering off a little bit, but I feel like there's something about looking good to the outside world, but I have to sort of, but do you understand with your mom though that her mind started failing on her towards the end? Do you understand this, please?
Yes, that I understand.
Okay, because the way I'm feeling this, either this is about dementia or Alzheimer's, it's just about my cognitive thinking is a wash, because she shows me washing away with my cognitive thinking. Do you also understand here with your mom that she may also have lost her hearing, or people had to repeat themselves? I'm at the tail end of her life, and the sense that I'm getting is that people had to repeat themselves to her. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I feel like oftentimes people, they said something, because I know that your mom is coming through to me, and she's sort of indicated that I couldn't really hear them, and they would still come right to my face, and they would still talk to me. Now, I also need to say that there was someone with her when she passed away. Do you understand this, please?
Someone who's passed with before my mom?
No. No. When mom passed away, that she was not alone.
She was in a facility, yes.
That's okay. But at least I know that she was not alone, because I feel like she's always with people. There's always people with her. So there's a sense what mom is also showing me now is that there's a sense of peaceful passing with her. There's a peaceful passing with her. Now, she's also highlighting sometime in around April, May, there has to be a birthday where she's wanted to sort of remember there's a celebration around April, May. Do you understand this? I'm really at the beginning of May.
Both our birthdays are in. Yes,
okay.
Both my mom and my birthday is in May.
Okay, and one of the two of you has in the early part of May. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay, because mom is just sort of highlighting we must continue to celebrate life, because if I may say so, it feels to me that you were very close to your mom, and she's also trying to remind you that it's your time to live, to embrace life, and to sort of face the sun every single day. Because I also do get a sense that the mom passed away, there's a sense with you that even though you know there is afterlife, even though, because she shows me, you know there's afterlife, because my sense is that you have witnessed this before, but you still think of me every single day, because she shows me she thinks of me every single day. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Recently, have you been okay? One little thing. Have you been moving images around in your home or mirrors?
No.
Okay. I'm going to leave it in here for some reason because it shows me moving images on the wall. Rearranging or straightening?
No, everything. Okay.
But take your mom's love.
Thank you.
Alrighty, okay. Janet. Thank you so much for calling in. We hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Okay.
Alrighty,
bye-bye.
I think bye-bye now. I think we have time for maybe one more quick call before we go to break again. So let's go to our next caller. Mm-hmm. I think we have Dawn calling in from Kentucky. Are you with us, Dawn?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Okay. Would you like to have a mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay. So how are you, Dawn? So one of the first things that I need to sort of go into, in your history, in your family history, in your close history, do you understand a woman in the spirit world that would, so this is how I feel this. It feels to me like, again, this could be a mother. But I also feel like she's acknowledging that there was someone in the family that either what I perceive to have miscarried, or there's a sense of two miscarriages or two children that didn't come to full life. Do you understand this, please?
My mom had miscarriages, yes.
Okay. All I know is that there's a mom that is coming through, and she shows me I had a miscarriage. There's a sense of not being able to carry a full term. Now, she's also showing me right now is she's pointing at her feet, and my sense is that your mom is talking about having had swollen legs, and that would also indicate to me that she had a hard time getting around towards the end of her life. And do you understand also with your mom that she was in her 70s when she passed away, or when her health began to decline quite significantly?
My mom is still alive.
Okay, then I'm going to ask you to open your mind a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to open your mind. There's a lady that is coming through that is in some ways that is connected to your mom. All I know about her is that she's older when she passed away. I'm seeing and I'm feeling in and around the mid-70s, I may be 72, 75. That's the age range that I'm getting. I also do know that I'm having a heart problem with her, and this would indicate that I have what I perceive to be a congestive heart failure. And then she shows me that I have these swollen ankles, and I have this edema going on. And for that reason, I feel like I'm having a hard time getting around. Do you understand anything that I just said to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you understand this woman also would have known your mother?
Yes. My mom just lost her sister.
Wonderful.
Not too long ago.
That's it. Okay, that's it.
Of a heart
attack. Okay, from heart failure. Okay. Because she just points out her feet, and she just shows me my feet and my heart. They're not doing very well right now. And so I know that your aunt, she had a hard time getting around. One of the things that she shows me, she's making me feel, you know, do you remember back in the day when women would wear these muumuus or these what are they called, like morning gowns or kind of like robes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand your aunt wearing one of those?
Yes, because they're all the old Italian women used to wear them back in the day.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Because all I know is he's putting on this, what I perceive to be a muumuu, and then she shows me like, and then you put all your stuff in the pockets, and you always have tissue in the pockets, and you might have some candy in the pocket, and you might have your keys in the pocket. All I know is that you just put your hands in the pocket, and it's almost like a little gold mine. Like, what could you find today? So she's coming through for you and your mom, and she's also sort of showing me one of the two of you, either you or your mom, one of the two of you has a glass ornament in the window that when it catches the sun, you can see the rays. Moving across the floor. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand this glass ornament in the window?
Yes.
Okay. Because he shows me this. Is this in your house by any chance?
No, it's in my mom's. She has everything on her windowsill.
Okay. Then this is a message for your mom, because all I know is that I need to go from the color ornament in the window, and I need to talk about the lady that has this. My sense is that your mom and your aunt, they spoke almost daily. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know here that your auntie shows me that your mom is missing the phone calls. And she also shows me now that you are trying to make up for the missed phone calls and that you are constantly checking in on your mom. And she's really grateful for this. In the family, do you understand the connection to the name Bill?
Yes.
Or William?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because he's just acknowledging that name. And then she's also showing me what I perceive to be one of the, I don't know if it's the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren, one of the kids is trying to learn how to either ride a bike or riding a tricycle, or there's something about, I want to ride the bicycle, but I'm very, very young. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Possibly, it could be. She has a lot of grandchildren.
Okay. And do you understand that some of them are very, very young, like 4 or 5 or 6 years old?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like what she's showing me now, I don't know if you have, so I'm going to say it how I see this. It feels to me that you may follow sort of a Christian religion of some sort, or I don't know which denomination precisely, but you know, like when people believe in guardian angels?
Yes.
Okay. So she's coming across to me as if she's wanting to protect the entire family, as it feels to me that I will now be your guardian angel, because she shows me sort of the divine mothers or the divine saints, and she just shows me I will be also there for you. I'll be there for you. So
okay,
right. And I feel like I need to acknowledge there's a man that is having a health issue. There's a man in the family that she wants to send a lot of white light to.
A man, did you say?
Yeah. I feel like one of the men in the family is not necessarily speaking up about the health issues, but she's just saying that she's sending a lot of light to this man, and she's wanting that this guy, she's wanting this man to go to the doctors.
Okay. Yep.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, I think. Okay. John, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much for calling, John. I hope this helped a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you so very much. You have a blessed day.
You're very welcome.
You too.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Siri's website. You will find her at spiritoflight.com. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Siri Bernson, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org website and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like FTD, Home Depot, Petco, QuickBooks, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, let's get back to our guest tonight. We have Siri Bernson with us, and we've got time for one or two more calls. So let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Debbie. I'm going to turn you right
Hi,
over
Debbie.
To Siri.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. Okay, so as I'm sort of linking in with Spirit, it feels to me that, do you understand that either you lost both your parents very close by, or there's something about two people in the spirit world that would have been in the family, and one of them would be your mom? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that your father would have passed very close to, like there's a sense of two passings close by? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I think that would be my mom and my husband. They were four.
Oh, that could be.
All in,
I'll tell you exactly. Okay. Yes, because I was going to tell you exactly. So I know that there's a mom that is wanting to come through, but I also do know that she has a man here by her side, because he's just sort of highlighting there's a man here by me, by my side, and she just wanted to acknowledge this. And now I'm going to tell you this. In my heart, it feels like you want to hear from your husband, but I feel like your mom is wanting to come through first. Now,
okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. The two of them are coming so close. Their energies, they're kind of merging. Do you understand with one of the two of them having a heart attack that was like really quick, and they just went really quickly? Do you understand this, please?
Well, he went very quick, but I don't think it was a heart
okay.
attack.
That's okay. But do you understand then that your husband, he went very quickly? There's something about a quick passing
yes.
with one of the two of them. Okay.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I'm going to ask the two of them to separate themselves. I also do get a sense, either your husband is the one that is kind of, I'm going to say this, your husband is like elbowing your mom out of the whole equation, because I'm saying, but mom wants to come through, and he's like, no, it's my time. Do you understand? Do you understand he would do this as a joke? Sort of like he would always get along with your mom, but now that he's in spirit, he's wanted to make sure that you know that he is around.
Okay.
He's also making me feel like there's somebody in the family that either is a chocoholic or like loves chocolate, and you always have chocolate by his side. And when Halloween comes around, is like sort of you could go to the grocery store, you could go to the store, and you could get like a bag of chocolate and candy. And there's something about always fishing out, I don't know if it's like peanut butter crunch or if it's the Snickers or if it's, do you understand why he's showing this to me?
Well, I guess, you know, I am a chocoholic. And
that's
yes,
a yes to me. So basically, I feel like he sort of is having fun with it, that when Halloween comes around, that you benefit from it, because then he has a little, you know, like the mini-sized chocolates? It just shows me that you have a hard time saying no, you know. But
correct.
He's also indicating that what he shows me now is that with a sweet heart, with a sweet tooth, you always have sweetness around you. I feel almost as if he's wanted to acknowledge the sort of tongue-in-cheek with everything. Now, also with him, it feels to me that in his own youth, he would have spent time in what I perceive to be either rural area, or if it's rural, Pennsylvania or if it's rural New York, or do you understand this?
Yes, he did. He did spend, I think, a couple of summers upstate.
Okay, good, because all I know is that I'm going up to, I'm not going completely into the Lake District. He just shows me moving further up, a little bit further upstate. So I know that he's here with us. Now, was he ever a smoker?
Yes.
Okay, because he shows me he's lighting up and he realizes that he shouldn't be doing it. Now, here's the thing. He's wanted to come through to you to let you know that there have been times when you have been smelling him around you and you can't figure this out because it's sort of like, I can smell him, and it's like, hey, is that you? Is that you? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, maybe.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stick to it in a little bit different way. Do you still have either some of his shirts or sweaters or jackets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because he shows me that you still have my stuff, and I also feel, if I may say so, there's kind of like a jacket shirt, a flannel shirt or jacket type of thing that, do you ever wear any of his clothing?
Yes, his t-shirts I do, but I do have a flannel scarf that was on him
the flannel scarf.
When
okay.
he was killed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. He just shows me something about the flannel. But then I also feel like I need to say to you that what he also shows me is that you wear something that belonged to him. And whenever you wear it, there's a sense of closeness. And did you for the... what on earth am I doing right now? Did you keep his picture under your pillow?
No. I'm going to say this next to me on the night table.
Okay, then I'm going to say it this way, because I know that there's pictures on the night table, but then it feels to me as if I'm holding a picture that either goes, I think it's sort of like accidentally goes under the pillow. He shows me under the pillow. I don't know if it's your phone with his picture or if it's his picture, but I feel like my picture is right on the bed sometimes. Do you understand that? You're not understanding that?
No, not so much.
Then I'm going to fine-tune this just a little bit. Do you ever talk to him late at night, or do you say goodnight to him, like, whenever you go to bed?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand
that? I talk to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think this, because he's still poking his finger into the pillow, and he say, pillow talk, and he hears you when you say goodnight. So just know that he's with you, and he's all around you. And I also need to say the last thing that I want to say to you from him, I'm so sorry that I left so soon, because I feel like, I'm so sorry that I left so soon. It just feels to me like I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Do you, one more thing before I let you go. Do you understand why he would be... He's making reference to orange juice, whether this is freshly squeezed orange juice or... I'm smelling oranges. I'm smelling nothing but
orange juice.
Almost as if, say that again?
He loved orange juice.
So he would have an orange, like a glass of orange juice every single day?
If I bought it, yes.
Almost. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it just feels to me like the orange juice with the pulp in it, that's my favorite. There's something about, all I can do is smell oranges around him. So just know that when he comes in and around you, you may smell oranges out of the blue when there's no oranges around you. And the other thing also, you may smell his clothing even though you're not wearing it, or you may smell him. You know how like every human being has their own unique smell? So it just feels to me there may be times that you may smell him and he's not there. When he passed away, did you put something with him to take it to, what on earth?
Yes.
Did you put something with him in the casket when he passed away?
Yes, I put in a picture.
Okay, he's acknowledging he got it to heaven, because he just shows me I got my, it's like a care package or something. I got something with me to heaven. And the other thing also, do you tend to play the Mega Millions or the Scratch Ticket?
I don't normally. Once in a while.
Okay. There's something about lucky numbers.
Just
I'm not on this. He just shows me either. Okay. So I'm going to start wrapping up. Just he's referring to lucky numbers, and I think there's two ways that I can look at it. Either this has to do with either playing the lucky numbers, or that when you see our lucky numbers, this would have to do with wedding dates or birth dates. know that I'm sending you a sign. I think it has to do with birth dates, because all I can see is lucky numbers. Those are our numbers.
Okay.
Does it make sense to you that you've been looking for signs?
This is really funny. This was really, it sounds like my friend's husband who'd passed away. His name was Joe. And he was always doing that, the lucky numbers and the birthdays, and she was just telling me about it the other day.
But it could also be a mix of the two of them. It could also be that he would be coming in on the same vibration. Was either one of them either a truck driver, or did they enjoy long-distance driving?
Oh, goodness, no. My husband hated long-distance driving.
Do you know her husband was somebody that did long-distance driving?
No.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there because we're just about out of time here. Debbie, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, just to know he's still there.
Alrighty.
Is what I needed.
I think they're together. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That would be what we've been saying for the past 3 years.
Yep.
Alrighty.
So this is your husband coming through with lucky numbers. So.
Okay. All right, I'll play it then.
Alrighty, it's time to buy some lottery tickets then.
Yes, I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much for calling in. We'll leave it there.
Okay, thank you very much. Right. Thank you
You're
so
very
much,
welcome.
Dear.
So, Siri, we have time for maybe one more short call, okay? So let's get to our next caller. We have Erica calling in from Massachusetts. Are you with us, Erica?
Yes, I am.
Okay, turning you right over to Siri.
Great. Hi, Erica, how are you?
Hi, Siri, how are you?
I'm good. So this is just a really quick message. There's a few things that I'm going to sort of run. I'm going to run through them quite a bit. I hear a lot of music around you, and I feel as though you have been looking for new music for inspiration. I also do know, do you believe in angels at all? Are you like an angel lady?
Absolutely. I am.
Okay. Good, because I'm not an angel connoisseur. It's just that I'm being shown there's a lot of angels around you. So this reading, now I've already brought through a lot of evidence to people that called before. Your reading is a little different. I need to acknowledge that you talk to your angels, and your angels are hearing what you're saying. I also do know there is a grandmother in this very world. I feel more on the mom's side than on the dad's side for some reason, because I also feel like she would have been in your life when you were younger. Do you understand this, please?
Absolutely.
Good. So she comes through. She's the one that says, I'm here with the angels, and we hear all your praise, and we hear your light. Do you ever work within healing, or do you ever do Reiki or healing or anything that has to do with healing stuff?
I haven't.
Okay. I'm going to say this. There's something about your energy that is very soft, very divine, and if you ever, ever, ever want to go into anything that has to do with healing, your grandmother would be the one. I need to just say this also. I feel like somewhere in the family, the name Teresa would be somewhere in the family. Not Terry, but Teresa. Do you understand that?
I'm not positive. I can't pinpoint it, but I'm sure.
Okay. Well, or that if you're one of the people that you pray to the mother, like you pray to Mother Teresa, I don't know what it is that I need to say, Teresa, or if there's a meaning behind the name Teresa, it's just that that's all I'm hearing is we have to acknowledge the Teresa. Are you also one of these people that you love all pets? Because your grandmother shows me now she's a pet lady or she's an animal lover?
I do.
Okay. Do you sometimes take in other people's dogs or cats to dog sit or cat sit or something?
I let my mom's dog outside every day.
Okay. That is what it is. Because all I know is that your grandmother is showing me that pets and the dog. You said you take your mom's dog out for a walk?
Yep. I let him outside to use the bathroom every day.
Okay, good. Then obviously your grandmother is the one that is acknowledging this. Now, is your mom still living though?
Yes.
Okay. Could you please send hugs and kisses from your grandmother to your mom?
Yep, it's her grandmother. My great-grandmother.
Oh, it's her grandmother. Okay. That could be. All I know is that grandma is coming through on this mom's side, and she's the one that is acknowledging the angel sounds around you. I also have to say this. I don't know if you... I mean, seriously, I hear harp playing. So it feels to me that I need to talk something about like angelic music or hearing music in my head or thinking that I'm going bonkers, that I hear voices in my head. But do you understand this, that either you hear your grandmother or you hear these random things that flow through your mind?
I do, and I always
or your great-grandmother. Okay. So just know that she's with you, and there's a lot of love that is coming to all of you guys, okay? So just take their love, okay?
Thank you.
So thank you, Erica. Yeah, sorry, that was a little bit short, but we're out of time for tonight. But thank you so much for calling in. And thanks to all of our listeners for calling in tonight. Siri, thank you so much for being with us. You're wonderful. We have Siri Burnson on the show tonight. We're definitely going to have you back. And if you want to reach Siri, probably the best way is through the website, right? spiritoflight.com.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, and I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. Don't forget, guys, sign up for this event coming up in 3 weeks. And don't forget to use Siri's coupon, SiriPeeps75. You'll get $75 off this event, and there's going to be so many wonderful people there and so many wonderful aspects of the event, metaphysically speaking. You'll have a wonderful time. And also, just for listening into the show tonight, for the next few weeks on Signs of Life Radio, we're also offering you a coupon. So if you listen into our radio shows, you can also use the coupon Radio Show 75. And either coupon will get you a $75 savings. Please join us next week for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.